tonight on The Bachelor.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to The Man, The Myth, The Bachelor. Week 6 is a crazy one, and we can't wait to break it down with you. Joining us today, we have Meg Tippett in the studio.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
What did you think of the latest episode?
Oh my gosh, so much happened. There were a lot of really shocking parts. 3 girls got sent home, 2 of which weren't even at a rose ceremony. I swear, if Colton keeps sending them home at this rate, he's not going to have anyone left.
All right, let's start at the beginning. So the girls are in Vietnam, which is pretty cool. Hannah G got the first one-on-one, which is a spa date. And it seems like they had a ton of fun. I mean, he literally could not keep his hands off of her. And, of course, no surprise, she got the rose. Then we had the group date, the Vietnamese martial arts. And I don't know what is up with this season, but the theme, everyone's fighting. They're always fighting each other on dates, which is a little strange, but we're going to go with it. But the date started out well, and everyone seemed like they were having fun, except for Demi really was not a fan of the whole group date thing. But, oh, well. So then they got to cocktail hour, and it's kind of at the point of the show where everyone's, like, really fighting for attention, except for Sydney. We, like, start to see her getting upset, and Colton just doesn't seem to be paying attention to her. So she goes to find him, and let's take a look at that conversation.
My fear, though, also, is with the choices that you've been making, you are taking a lot of easier choices with the people that you are pursuing. And, like, if that's what you're looking for, great. Do that. Go after that. But I'm kind of at like a crossroads because I want something like real and I want something magical and I want everything that you're looking for. And I don't regret being here and I don't regret what I've done so far. But if it was right, it would be a lot easier than it has been between the two of us. So I just don't think that we can get there based on me just needing more because of that. I am
going to
go home today.
I was actually really surprised by Sydney. I really didn't think she was going to leave.
Yeah, I thought maybe she was going to talk to him about it, but she was like, nope, I'm out. And she could definitely tell that took Colton by surprise. But honestly, he didn't seem upset about her leaving. So I guess that was for the better.
Yeah, you're right. So, all right, Sydney's gone. And then next up was Colton's date with Kirpa. And to be honest, I was so surprised that she got a rose at the end of that.
Me too. Their date seemed extremely awkward, and they both acknowledged that their relationship was so far behind the others. I don't know. The whole thing was just weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, but here's my favorite part of the episode up next, Demi.
She really put herself out there. She was like, I'm going to go over to him, and he's not going to be a virgin anymore.
And literally the total opposite happened.
I feel so confident and so happy with what's going on between us. And, like, I now feel like I am falling in love with you.
Literally just confessed her love for him out of the blue. And then here's what Colton had to say.
I do think about you a lot. And I do think about us. But there's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this.
So, like, poor Demi.
I know. I actually thought Colton really liked her, too. I guess the love thing really freaked him out. That's the second girl he sent home on a whim this week.
It's really crazy. So, all right, after Demi, the episode wraps up and Kate gets sent home, which I wasn't really surprised.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have to talk about the big theme of the episode. Each girl that got sent home, Sydney, Demi, and Kate all warned him that some of the girls there are not ready and, like, for the right reasons. What do you think about that? Because Colin definitely didn't take it well.
And I can't blame him. He's out here trying to find love, and every time he sends someone home, they put more and more doubt into his mind that he's making bad decisions. He's starting to really narrow down his options, so I'm sure that's scary, and he probably feels like he won't ever find anyone.
I'm not really sure what girls he's talking about, though, because I don't know who isn't ready. I mean, of all the girls, I would argue that Demi wasn't ready, but she's gone. And, I mean, she was too immature, but I don't know. I don't think that's what Colin wants. But, like, of all the girls left, I think they're still all in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Kirpa? She seems a little bit too reserved for me. But out of all the other girls, she's probably the most closed off and not ready for marriage. Especially because, as she revealed in that episode, she's been engaged before and that didn't work out well for her.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't be surprised if she got sent home next week.
Me either.
Should we see what some of the Bachelor Nation fans have to say?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's see what we have here. At Jessie Girl says, Colin is literally being so extra. He's making a big mistake because he's letting all the good ones go. Hashtag Team Demi. I mean, I agree with her. I love Demi. I thought she was great.
Me too. I'm kind of sad that she left.
I know. All right, let's see if we have another one. At Bachelor Fangirl 27 says, what do you want to bet the producers told all the girls to say those things before leaving? Don't believe everything you see. You know, that's a big, like, fan theory that the producers, like, set this whole thing up. And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, like, I don't know.
That is totally one of those things with reality TV shows, though. Like, it's hard to tell, like, what's true and what's fake.
Yeah, because, I mean, we only see, like, what they want us to see. You know, there's probably a lot more going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sadly, we are running out of time. So before that happens, let's make some predictions for next week. Meg, what do you think we're going to be seeing?
Well, from some of the previews I've already seen, it looks like it's going to be a really dramatic episode. Plus, hometowns are coming up soon, so Colton is going to have to start making some big decisions. If I had to choose, I think Kirpa is going to be the next one to go. She and Colton clearly have the weakest relationship, and I don't think he's going to want to waste his time when there are so many other girls he could be focusing on.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Sadly, that's all the time we have today. Join us again next week for another episode of The Man, The Myth, The Bachelor.
Bye! Thanks for listening.